Welcome back to our NLC weekly podcast, where we are encouraged from the word of God that's preached in our services every Sunday morning. Here is this week's message.
I want us to read from 1 Peter 1, 3 to 7 from the message, and I want you to declare this word with everything you've got. Come, let's go. It says, what a God we have. Just pause there. What a God we have. What a God we have. Let's go. And how fortunate we are to have him. Woo. This Father of our Master Jesus. Because Jesus was raised from the dead, we have given a brand new life and have everything to live for, including a future in heaven. And the future, come on, and the future, God is keeping careful watch over us and the future. The day is coming when you'll have it all, life healed and whole. I know how great this makes you feel, even though you have to put up with every kind of aggravation in the meantime. Pure gold put in the fire comes out of it proved pure. Genuine faith put through this suffering comes out what? Proved genuine. When Jesus wraps this all up, it's your faith, not your gold, that God will have as evidence of his victory. Not only are we going to see a victory, but he's going to see a victory. I'm telling you, the future starts now. I'm so glad to be standing here today, and my job is simple. My job is to shake you up, stir you up, send you out full of faith, knowing you're on the brink of your breakthrough. It's like just taking the next corner, and you're right there. I remember a few years ago, my parents took a trip to China. My mom had been traveling all the time to China on business. But she used to fly all the time. So she would fly to China and then fly from where she's at within China to go do business. But because my dad was accompanying her, she was told, it would be good for you to take a bus ride and just see the country. So they decided to take a bus ride. It was lovely. It was wonderful. But now when she arrived where she usually goes, she was disoriented. Because she didn't know where she was. Because all the time it was very obvious from the airport to the hotel, to the industry, we were walking it back to the hotel, back to the airport. But now she doesn't know where she's at. So my dad is like, where are we going? Where are we going? She's like, I don't know. And in China, you know, they don't speak a lot of English back then. Right now, they'll be much better. Back then, they weren't speaking, so you had to do cards. So you went and showed the card of your hotel to the taxi driver, and they was like, yeah, yeah. I'll take you. Hey, they're negotiating. He says it's a big amount of money. So my mom is like, man, how far are we? How far are we from our hotel? To the point even he had to take another passenger so that they can go together. So she's thinking we are going far. So the guy puts the bags, all the bags in the boot, everything, squeezes them in, they're inside, starts the car, literally drives like this. He goes straight, turns, and says, we are here. Of course, my mother is livid. She's like, we'd have walked for 2 minutes and we would have been there. Some of you, the enemy has lied to you and has told you the trip is so far. The price you have to pay is so costly that somehow you've concocted within your head, this must be a very far trip. And where I'm going will take me hours before I reach. But I just want to tell you, do not allow the enemy to lie to you. Because where you are, you just need to go forward, turn to your right, and right there, breakthrough is there. Today, the title of my message is Just Before the Breakthrough. Just before the breakthrough. Just before it. And you know it's the hardest. Just before the breakthrough. That's when you feel it the most. Pregnant women will tell you the last month, the last trimester is the hardest. I know I'm saying, that's why I said pregnant women. I didn't say, I will tell you. I have no idea. Pastor, we have no clue. None whatsoever. But the last month, those few weeks too, those days too, man, it feels like, you know, you are there as a husband telling your wife, ah, hey, jikaze. Just a few more days. And she's looking at you. This baby needs to come out now. Just before. It's just like, you know, it's darkest before it's dawn. Have you ever driven just before dawn? Just the other day, we went for a funeral. And men who are driving just before dawn, man, I can't see. I'm with my car driver. I'm like, you, are you seeing? He's like, no, I'm not seeing. I don't even know how you're driving. You, how are you seeing? Because you can't see. You know how people like telling you, just strike a match in the middle of your darkness and the light will shine. I'm like, you've not seen real darkness. I remember back in the day, we used to be in the old go-downs and we'd have evening sessions for recording. And then you'd hear, can someone go get a cable in the sanctuary? And you know, you had to walk through the go-downs because they've locked everywhere else and it was darkness. You and your kamuli kamuizi, I'm telling you, you're not seeing anything. You start hearing noises and you're like, Lord, is that you or are there other forces amongst us? I'm telling you, darkness, it's darkest before it's dawn. Just before your breakthrough, that's when you start struggling. That's where you start, man, you're wondering, is this going to happen? Last year, Pastor began our theme of this is the year of breakthroughs. And I just want to encourage you, man. I was listening. I was going through the notes and everything for last year. Man, that was an incredible series. You need to go back and listen to that. That was phenomenal. Excellent word. I'm just telling you, you'll be blessed. Just go back and redo your breakthrough. You'll be set up for this year. I'm not even lying. I was so encouraged. It was so powerful. And I was reading this statement that Pastor made. He said, this year is full of limitless possibilities and wonderful privileges. You need to see this as gifts from his hands to yours. If you believe and receive the promises of God, your year will be supernatural. And I want to declare the same over you this year. I know we've reached the half of the year and it looks like, man, nothing is happening. I just want to tell you, it's just before your breakthrough. Just before your breakthrough. And it's going to be a supernatural year. And that supernatural is just in the corner. It's right there. And I want to tell you, this is your year of extended breakthrough. So all those promises are being extended your way. We're about to see something we have never seen before. And whatever you're going through, I just want to tell you, those are just recipes needed to go to the next level, needed for that breakthrough. Our key scripture tells us that God is keeping a watch over us and our future. God's got this. Someone needs to know God's got this. Relax. You're worried for what? Relax. God's got you. Hasn't he called you his own? Hasn't he said he won't forget you nor forsake you? Relax. He has it together. Yours is just to chill and wait on the Lord. It's about to happen. It's about to take place. The creator of all things has declared that I'm holding the future in my hands. You know, many people want the miraculous life, but the process to that will cost you something. You want the miraculous life. You want the breakthrough life. You want it to happen so fast. But my question to you is, how much do you want what you want? How much do you want what you want? Are you ready to pay that price for it? I know we cry for breakthroughs, but can I tell you, for there to be a breakthrough, there has to be barriers to break through. Think about it. Why get a breakthrough if there's no barrier? Right now, you're facing opposition in your business and you're wondering, God, what's happening? You're just there. Woo-wee, tumekujiwa. I just want to tell you, breakthrough is happening. It's about to happen. It's the recipe. There needs to be something to break through. You're facing opposition in your workplace? Rejoice. Breakthrough is coming. Facing opposition in your relationships? Rejoice. Breakthrough is coming. In your finances? Breakthrough is coming. It's coming. There has to be barriers so that God can break through them. So what are these recipes for breakthroughs? What are these recipes? What do we do just before the breakthrough? The Bible says David prayed to God. Is this the right time to attack the Philistines? And this scripture Pastor preached on it, man. He labored on it last year, and I went back, man, and I picked it right back up, and I just want to go a little bit deeper with it because, man, it blessed my heart. And I'll just so start. It says, when you read from the beginning, it says, David had just been made king over Israel. He had been made king over Israel, the whole of Israel. And now the Philistines hear this, and the Bible says they come to attack David. And this is what it says. The Bible says, David prayed to God, is this the right time to attack the Philistines? Will you give me the victory? God answered, attack. I'll give you the victory. David attacked at Baal Perazim and slaughtered them. David said, God exploded my enemies as waters explodes from a burst pipe. That's how the place got its name, Baal Perazim. Baal explosion. And I just want to speak that over your life. An explosion is about to take place. The things that have held you back, the things that have kept you down, God is about to explode through them. So what can we draw from this? Number one, just before the breakthrough, pray. Pray. I know you're looking at me and you're like, man, we've been talking about prayer over the past few weeks. Pray. Pray, but just don't pray. Inquire of the Lord. Inquire. That's what this that scripture says. He inquired of the Lord. The word inquire here also means to ask for permission, to ask intently, to beg. It means to beg. I beg you, oh my God, I beg you to give what is asked for. Another translation says, David consulted God. What are you consulting about? What are you consulting God about? Your barriers today. Whatever area in your life you have a barrier in, God wants to break through it for you. So consult him. Consult him. Set time to seek God's intervention. You know, David was a military man. So we all know that. And he was a seasoned military man. This wasn't his first fight. This guy was serious. And finally, not only does he have his small band, but now he has the entire army of Israel backing him up. But even of greater advantage, David lived with the Philistines. David knew their strategies. David was amongst them for years, hiding from Saul. At one point, when the Philistines went to fight with Israel, David accompanied them. Told them, is there anything I can do? They said, no, you sit back. David watched. And the Bible says he went to another place and he fought other people and came back. David knew their strategies. David knew the generals by name. David knew their game plan. He knew exactly what they would do. But what does he do first? He prays. He asks for permission. Should I go up there? Should I go and attack these people? Something worth noting, and this is why he prayed, is that the place where God broke through for David was called Baal Perazim. Pastor last year took time to labor on this, so I'm not going to take too much time. But he said this was a significant place. And I want to take it a little bit farther today. We know that that place was on a hill. Because he said, should I ascend up and attack these people? But that place wasn't just a place where they were fighting. It was also their place of worship. It was their place of worship. This wasn't just a strategic war in the natural. There was something God was seeking to accomplish as a result. So the battle was placed in their high places. They thought they had the advantage. That's why they took it up the hill. That place was called Baal Perazim because it's where their worship happened. The Bible says after they were defeated, they left their gods there, and David commanded they were burned. This is the key. This is the key why he prayed. It's because as much as this was a natural battle, it was more a spiritual one. Some of you, you're struggling with where you're struggling because you think this is a natural fight. This is supernatural. It's spiritual. The forces you are facing are spiritual. It's like you're showing up to a gunfight with mishales and jembes. And here people have machine guns. Pew, pew, pew. And you are there thinking you're going to win this fight. You're here in the natural, concocting plans, strategizing, moving this, moving that, calling so-and-so, uncle so-and-so, rich person so-and-so. Yet you don't know. There's a war going on. A war in the heavenlies. And because you're here distracted looking down, Satan is defeating you up there. Because you're doing nothing. So David knew where I'm going. I need to first face this thing in prayer before I can face it in the natural. I want to tell you, some of you, in fact, most of you, your battle is spiritual. It's spiritual. Yes, it's manifesting itself in the natural, but it is spiritual in nature. And you need to get down on your knees and inquire of the Lord. What should I do? Because you cannot fight this thing in natural ways. When Daniel was seeking the Lord concerning the captivity of the children of Israel, it was time for them to move out. The angel declared to him and told him, the day you prayed, you were answered. But for 21 days, I was fighting the forces of Persia. Do you know what he said in the end? Now I have to leave and go fight the forces of Greece. Do you understand that there are forces, principalities, and powers, and rulers, and wicked spirits? Those are levels fighting all against you. My brother, it's time to pray. I know you're just at the point of breakthrough, at the brink of breakthrough, but pray. Pray in the morning. Pray at lunchtime. Pray in the evening. When you wake up at night and you're going to the toilet, don't think it's just by happenstance. Pray. Pray. Press in. Could do a quick prayer. Father, as I begin this day, it's 3 a.m. It's 1 a.m. You're thinking, why, Lord? Yes, pray. Pray as you enter that matatu. Pray as you enter that office. Pray as you go for that business deal. Pray. It's spiritual. Pull down those strongholds that are standing in your way. That deal right now, someone that is here, that deal right now, it's a spiritual fight. Stop pushing at it. Stop asking people for help. Ask the Lord. Ask the Lord. Pray, pray, pray. Secondly, just before the breakthrough, number 2, obey. Obey. And then the Philistines were back at it again, plundering in the valley. David again prayed to God. God answered. You know, the place was called Bel Parizim. That's why you know it was a spiritual fight. Because it meant God has broken through Baal. Because if it was just God has broken through, it would have been called Jehovah. It would have been called Jehovah. Jehovah has just broken through. But Jehovah was breaking through Baal. He was defeating the forces of darkness first before giving him the victory in the natural. God is wanting to break through those forces first before he can give you the ones in the natural, the victory in the natural. Secondly, obey. He says, this time do not attack head on. Circle around and come at them out of the balsam groove. When you hear a sound like shuffling feet in the tops of the balsam, attack. God will be 2 steps ahead of you. I want to tell someone, God is 2 steps ahead of you. He's 2 steps ahead of you, slaughtering the Philistines. David did exactly as God commanded, slaughtering Philistines all the way from Gibeon to Gaza. Many of us think because God has given us a promise, we don't have any part to play in it. And I know there are seasons and times that God takes the fight for himself. But most of the time, God wants you involved. It's because our involvement helps us to value more what he's doing. But worth noting is, yes, he prayed again, but combined to that prayer, David obeyed the instructions he was given. And those instructions sometimes seem, how can I put it, ridiculous. Here is a mighty man of war going to battle saying, let me go pray. Now he has these youngins who don't know who David is as a mighty man of God. They've heard of his victories. The older generation understands. The guys at the cave of Adullam know this is how he goes about it. He always prays before we go into battle. So the youngins are like, what is he doing? The old ones tells him he's going to pray. Why? He's seeking an instruction from the Lord. Oh, okay. Then he comes back out. What instructions has he been told? Listen to the instructions. Because I need you to hear this story. He is told, this time you go around, I want you to go to the forest. Then when you hear footsteps on top of the trees, you will know I've gone before you. The young people are like, say what that? You know, the older people are like, yeah, he always comes up with stuff like that. It works. We've learned to believe him. That's the older generation. That's why you need the old people. They need to calm you young people down. Tell you it works. It works. These seasoned men and women of God. But you imagine you're there as a youngin, hearing, when you hear footsteps. Sio ni uchawi. He said, that witchcraft pastor. Footsteps on top of the trees. If you'd have said on the ground, sawa. But on top, you know God is what? 2 steps ahead. So here is the army at the edge of the forest. Their swords. Shh. Umesikia kitu? No. Shh. We are waiting for the footsteps. Some things God will instruct you in this season that will seem crazy, out of this world, ridiculous. I remember just before COVID, pastor comes and gives us instruction. We are going to shut down the office and we are going to move out. We don't have another office. So, you're thinking, okay, we're moving to another office. No, we don't have another office. We're just going to come and put our things here. Pastor said we're going to turn this sanctuary and put barricades for counseling. Guys will work from home. And you're like, hey, that plan, pastor, the offices we have are very nice. You know, I had my desk, had my car place there. You know, it was in a fancy place in Westlands. Nyama Choma just down the road, kwa kama, kwa kibanda ya maadhe. You know, it was a great place. Now pastor is saying we are coming here. Now you'd be here with us. And we're here. So, you know how cold this place is. Tell me your problems. They're like, why are we here? 2 weeks. It wasn't even like 2 weeks. The announcement for COVID shut down. Do you know how much money we saved? As a result of that instruction. Before we moved, it seemed. After we moved, we were like, man of God. You hear from the Lord. God is always 2 steps ahead of you. So there are 2 ways he obeyed. Number one, he listened to instructions. If all you do is pray and you don't obey, nothing will happen. If all you do is pray and don't obey, nothing will happen. Listen to the instructions. Secondly, the third point comes from the second way you obeyed. He gave. Give. Just before the breakthrough, I'm telling you this, Kwanza, if there's a fast way to get breakthrough, give. Give. Giving and obedience are closely linked to how God operates. You cannot obey without giving. And you cannot give without obedience. You remember the meaning of inquire? That word inquire, one of the meanings meant to give what is asked for. Pastors constantly taught us that every time NLC had a need that we didn't have the means to, he always said, okay, who are we looking to bless? Which missionary can we bless? Where can we send a seed? And it's been something I've been operating in for years now. Every time I get to that place, I have, you know that place. You know that place when your wife is telling you, I'm gaining, I'm like, what are you doing? She's on the phone. She's looking for stone soup recipes.
When you hear your wife saying she's looking for stone soup recipes, you know nikubaya. Now we are cooking stones. I look at my pocket, you have 1,000. I say, okay, this 1,000 we're not going to use it. I'm going to look for someone to bless. And I go out and I look for someone and I just bless them. Breakthrough. Breakthrough. I can't tell you how many times that has happened to me. Like ridiculous. So now it's a habit I have every week because I want breakthrough every. I look for someone. Ha, she's on another level. Ha, she's on daily basis. My wife is looking for someone every day to bless. Every day. This morning, my daughters looked at her and asked her, Kweli, every time you have to carry a blessing for someone. Every Sunday, she comes with something for someone. Without fail. She's looking for someone to bless. She's given, she gives. Let me tell you, pray for us because things are going, man. Things are going. Wow. At this rate, you almost want to hide your stuff, eh? Things are going, Bana. Eh? Just before you know it, Manze, hey, there was a day, let me tell you, I have to say this, I know my time is going. Manze, I love fruitcake. It's my favorite cake. And I'm on a no sugar diet kind of thing. But still, it's that poison you take. You're like, this one I'll suffer for. So fruitcake is my favorite cake, and the people who know it. So there's a day, we had gone for this wedding. Manze, the couple told me, Pastor, we have a fruitcake for you. I am so excited. I am so overjoyed. I'm like, thank you, Jesus. This one. This one. I go. Immediately we get home. I see her cutting. So I'm wondering, okay, maybe she's putting it in boxes so she can refrigerate. She starts saying, this one is for so-and-so. I'm like, where? This is mine. She can like, babes, you can eat this whole cake. I'm like, babes, I have a plan. She's given so-and-so. Jewel Ngayu's wedding. They gave us a cake as her pastor. Let me tell you, that cake was over by the time I got home in the evening. Everyone who didn't come for Jewel's wedding was given a cake. So many, I can see some people here who are given. They are lifting their hands. All of them, their hands are here. They were given a piece of that cake. Cake Elisha, same day. She just looks for opportunities to bless. The one that now finished me, there was a small piece of fruitcake left just for me, Pastor. Just for me. I'm coming from work. I can just imagine. It's 4 o'clock. Tea. And that piece of cake. I am singing joyful songs all the way home. Life is good. I'm telling you, you don't need much to be happy. Small things. I get home. I'm coming out. My children come. They hug me. I'm removing my job clothes. I wear my home clothes. I sit down. I go to the fridge. I'm like, where? Babes, who's eaten my cake? It's like, ah, babes, I gave the watchman. I died. I have nothing else against giving the watchman. But seriously, that's my small cake that was left. Give. Give. God is going to ask you to give. Give. Look for someone to give. This past week, y'all overwhelmed us with your giving. NLC, we are a different breed. I just want to tell you on behalf of Pastor Don and Miss Amy, this is a legacy and this is a culture that they've taught us, and we honor you. We just salute you for teaching us this concept of giving. I'm telling you, y'all overwhelmed us with so much. The clothes, you brought too much. We still have more. Stuff you brought, we still have more. We are looking for places now, opportunities to just bless people. And I'm telling you, breakthrough is coming on your behalf. For all those who sacrificially gave, a blessing is coming your way. Give and it shall be given. A good measure, stressed down, shaken together, and running on. So just before the breakthrough, keep praying. Obey, listen to the instruction, and give what God tells you to give. Father, I thank you for your people today. I know there are people who are really facing it right now. And I understand there are forces that are at work against them, that want to put them down and defeat them. But we counsel them in the mighty name of Jesus. we defeat the principalities and powers and rulers and wicked spirits of the kingdom of darkness. We pull down their strongholds that are standing in the way of these blessings and breakthroughs and miracles that you've promised us for this year. I thank you that, Lord, these limitless possibilities, these wonderful privileges are being released right now over your people in Jesus' name. This week, may we encounter the miraculous. May we see explosions in areas that we've been trusting you for. May you explode. May you destroy the forces of darkness that are on those places, paving that way for us so that we can receive what is ours. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray and believe. Have a wonderful week. When the testimonies come, please testify. We need to start fanning the flames of testimonies in Nairobi Lighthouse Church. So don't keep it to yourself. Let us know so that we can testify of God's goodness. Have a wonderful week. See you next Sunday, God willing.
Thank you for listening. If you're looking for a church community to be a part of, or would like to learn more about following Jesus, we would love to hear from you. You can find us at NLC Official on social media or WhatsApp on 0720-652-652. Join us next week for another message. Until then, God bless you.